Good evening. Please take your Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33 this evening as we look at an encouraging passage of Scripture that encourages us to trust the Lord for strength from day to day. Deuteronomy chapter 33. We'd also ask you to pray for Brother Ken Turner. He has been doing very well, and it came through the last heart surgery well, but even though he's pain-free, he still has two carotid arteries that are both blocked at about 55%. So he has to have each of those taken care of, putting it off as long as he can to get through this time, but he will have to have that done eventually. That's Brother Ken and Mrs. Judy Turner. Deuteronomy 33 is where we are, and let's read the Scripture. This is a truth that I hope we'll tuck away so we can reach down and pick it up in a time of need. Deuteronomy 33 is where God, through Moses, blesses the tribes of Israel. It starts out in verse 1, "And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death." Would you look at verse number 24? It says, "And of Asher, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and," here's our text, "as thy days, so shall thy strength be." As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Would you just read that again with me? Those few words at the end of verse number 25, all together now. "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." This is a chapter where Moses blesses the children of Israel right before he dies. In fact, the next chapter, chapter 34, gives Moses' obituary. And if you look at verse number 7 of chapter 34, verse number 7 says, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated." He had 20/20 vision, and his natural force, that's the word abated, is that word for having flown away. Natural force is the word for dew, or vitality, an inner strength. So his natural force, he's 120 years old. He did not die because he was out of gas, worn out, exhausted. He was in the prime of his strength at 120. He simply died because God said it was his time. That's what verse 5 says, chapter 34, verse 5. "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord." God said so. Now, Moses' biography is given in verse number 1, very short, chapter 33, verse 1. "This is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God." What a title. He was a child spared by God from Egypt's threat of killing all the babies. As a young man, he was a man of God. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He chose to rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And the Bible says that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He knew what he had in Egypt, what he could have. He knew and chose to be a man of God instead. So I want us to look at chapter 33. And we're going to look at some of the blessings that Moses gives to the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's just skim down very quickly. They begin in chapter 33, verse 6. "Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few." He's blessed with strong male leadership. That's what we need in America, strong male spiritual leadership. The second is verse 7, Judah. It says, "This is the blessing of Judah. He said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people, that his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou in help to him from his enemies." So, sufficient strength, divine protection. You see, Levi is in verse 8, 9, 10, 11. And you can see his responsibility. At verse Number 12 is about Benjamin and divine protection upon Benjamin. Then you have Joseph and all the this blessing of bounty and riches with Joseph. It talks about the precious things of heaven in verse 13 given to Joseph. The precious fruits, verse 14. The precious things, verse 14. It speaks of precious things of the lasting hills, verse 15. Verse 16, for the precious things of the earth. It seems to be precious things, seems to be all over Joseph, the tribes, his sons. And then you have Zebulun with praise. Issachar, an amazing prophecy there about treasures hidden in the sand. That would be Issachar at the end of verse 19. That would be very prophetic. And then Gad is next in being a tribe of judgment, being judges. And then Dan having the heart of a lion, and Naphtali and Asher. When we come to Asher, verse number 24, it's amazing the wonderful verses God gives. You've already read verse 25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Now, this is broadening to all the tribes, I believe, by the time you get to verse 27, because 28 begins with, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. But with all this being said, the promise is being given in verse number 24, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And it reminds us of that hymn, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. This is point number one we'd like to make is who gives strength. Who gives strength? Well, obviously God does. This is a blessing from God through Moses to the tribes of Israel. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know, it's fascinating. God is the one who gives us daily strength. I wonder how many of you have vitamins that you take regularly or medications that you take regularly. You have a prescription, you go in and you get them. Do you ever say, you know, I'm really sick of taking these vitamins every day. I think I'm going to take a full 60-day supply today, so I won't have to mess with it for the next 2 months. Well, hopefully not. You do that, you won't be messing around with anything probably ever again down here. But God gives us our day-by-day strength. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. He doesn't give a month's worth of strength. He gives us daily bread and daily strength. You know, this is Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off, and we fly away. Usually we think of lack of strength being when we get older, and we're not as strong as we used to be. But every day we need God's strength. And God is the one who gives strength. It's according to our need. Now this is an important verse for, I believe, young men especially. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 20, the glory of young men is their strength. Young guys like to work out, to build up their muscles, to gain endurance and strength training. And it is a glory of young men to have strength and to work on building up their muscles. It's important for young men to hear this, that one of the dangers of youth is leaning not just on your own understanding, but leaning on your own strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, is a very important passage. I just want to say to the young men that no matter how physically strong you are, there is a far greater supernatural strength that can be accessed in Almighty God
when we learn to wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 29, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youths, you can see the idea that youth, the glory of young men is your strength, but even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord, Psalm 27 says. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Both in Isaiah 40 and Psalm 27, verse 14, it talks about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is a real strength that God gives on a daily basis to those who wait on Him. God supplies. Now, what does it look like? Young people, that means going to God each morning, getting in the Bible and asking God for strength for the day, wisdom for the day, to teach us. And then taking it with us into the day, putting into practice the things that He's taught. And there's different types of strength. There's different types. We'll see in just a minute. Young men are naturally strong in their youth. We send young men to battle at early ages because they have that vitality and strength of youth, and they're invincible in their own mind. But young men are not just naturally strong, they're naturally impatient. They don't want to wait. If something takes time, it's hard for them to wait. But a young man who's wise enough and humble enough to acknowledge his need for God, his need for God's wisdom, his need for God's strength, is going to run laps around the other youth who runs in his own power. Pastor, where do you get that? It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So, what do I need? What do we need to learn to wait on God? That means learn to depend upon God, to trust in God, trust in God's provision to meet our needs for His strength. Now, if ever there was a time when we needed to wait on the Lord, today is the day. We need to wait on Him and trust Him for strength. We're in our houses a lot. We've got different schedules have been broken up. We're waiting for the shelter-at-home mandate to be lifted. It looks like in Tennessee it's going to be lifted on the 28th at this point. We'll see what our county mayors say. But we're looking to the Lord. We're trusting in God's provision. And if you don't think you need to learn to wait on the Lord, then real life hasn't hit you. And young people, real life hits hard. If you don't think you need to wait on God, you're still living maybe in the bubble of your parents' house. It's easy when you're young and your needs are all met. But there comes a day when God teaches us to walk with Him and to wait upon Him. Immaturity always barges ahead heedlessly in its own strength. Immaturity, though, is always outrun and outwitted and outworked by the mature who wait on the Lord, and God renews their strength. So, who gives strength? Well, God does. Number two, I think very important, what does God's strength look like? What does God's strength look like? Well, the Bible says, I'd like to point out, number one, it's always enough. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's always enough. God, that means God knows what our days hold. So He's able to give the strength needed for each day. It's always enough. What does God's strength look like? It's not only always enough, but there's different types. As thy days. You know, some days we need spiritual strength because we don't feel like praying on. But God can give strength. Sometimes when I, as a pastor, am praying for each of you and your families, I will pray that God will give strength to, and I'll name families in our church, that they will be able to continue to pursue after the Lord and to continue in prayer, to continue fervent in prayer, to continue
righteously and effectually in prayer, that they would stay close to you, Lord. This is one of the things I call out to God for, is that God will give spiritual strength to pray on, to overcome temptations. Young people, we're praying that God will help you to turn aside from temptations, to flee youthful lusts. You know that God can give spiritual strength. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. We need some days spiritual strength to rejoice in the Lord. Maybe he hasn't answered our prayers. We need to rejoice in him anyway. To have peace during times of panic, spiritual strength. Different types. There's physical strength. Now, the older we get, the more we feel our limitations. But the same God who took care of you when you had little children running around the house will take care of you when you have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Isn't it wonderful that God gives strength as our days, spiritual, physical, mental strength? Think of the missionary who has to learn a brand new language, and he's praying for God to sharpen his mind to learn a language. God can give mental strength, emotional strength, strength of will to turn to God and say no to the things that we need to say no to. Well, what does it look like? It's always enough. There's different types. But God's strength also, it's for different days. It's always enough. There's different types of strength, and it's for different days. Take, for instance, here's a sunshiny morning. And all the world is laughing, and everything looks glad. The birds are singing. The trees are swaying in the breeze. Well, my strength shall be as my days are, says God's child. But uh-oh, then we see black clouds gathering, and the days look dark, and it begins to become ominous, and the lightning begins to flash, and the power goes out, and it's pouring rain. And though we sing the song, the days are weary, the long nights dreary. What then? Well, even then, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. When the birds are not singing, when the world is not hunkering down, waiting out the storm, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Recently, our family was hit with a minor couple incidents of identity theft. We received some notices, bank statements from a bank that we don't do banking with. And it was our names were on there, our address was on there, our personal information was on there, and someone had channeled money through an account, opened the account in our name and channeled money through it. Oh, great. What now? All this time on the phone with banks and then credit bureaus and canceling and all this that goes along with identity theft. What now? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You ever been tired of just being on the phone with somebody? It's been a long time you're on the phone waiting on hold. You know, God gives, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. But Pastor, the arrows are flying. Here's your shield. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. But Pastor, the pestilence that walks in darkness, here's the antidote. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Whatever troubles awaits you tomorrow, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Let's not drag tomorrow's troubles into today. Let's trust in God's strength to meet our trials here. And I'd like to point out not only what does God's strength look like, it's always enough. There's different types of strength, spiritual, physical, mental. It's for different days. It's also a long promise. It's a long promise. You can live to 100, but the promise here is going to outlive you as thy days. God's not like Raymond Sapler, the neurosurgeon in Wilmington, North Carolina, who left his patient's brain exposed for 25 minutes while he went out and got lunch. God doesn't do that kind of thing. God doesn't leave you halfway through. He doesn't take care of your needs halfway through your life and then abandon you in the last half. God provides for each new set of circumstances strength for the hour. Each new order of business, he gives strength. Doesn't leave you without resources.
You know, there's going to come a day when you sing for the last time down here, God be with you till we meet again. And even then, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. How does this all affect me? How does it affect you? Well, isn't it just what the passage says? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen my heart. Number one, how does it affect me? It teaches me to wait on the Lord. Wait on the one who gives strength. Because life has a way of just bringing us to the end of ourselves very quickly. Total emotional depletion, physical depletion. And there are a few things that cause us to make bad decisions so quickly as just being weary. One coach said, fatigue makes cowards of us all. So I ask, are you weak? Do you have limitations? Can you look at your life and see areas of weakness? If you'll rely, trust in God's power, you'll be able to do what you're not able to do. Only God can through you. Number one, how does it affect me? It teaches me to wait on the Lord. Second, it teaches me to cast my cares and fears upon him. Why would you need to fear if God says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be? Doesn't it dishonor the provider of strength to be filled with fear that he won't provide? This is what we just read at the beginning of the message in the song, where it says, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best, lovingly. It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Cast your care and your fear upon him. He cares for you. This is number third. Finally, how does it affect us? Teaches me to wait on the Lord, to cast my cares and fears upon him. And third, to be thankful and praise him for daily strength. Well, Psalm 73 says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. This is the psalmist giving praise. God, you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. This is 2 Corinthians 4 says, for the which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So, people of God, isn't it wonderful to have a God who says to us, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. He renews our strength. And I just want to encourage us tonight with these words from Deuteronomy 33. From a man who was on his last days of living, and he's the one, Moses, who the Bible says he died in his full strength, having his natural force not abated, hadn't gone away or diminished a bit. And he's the one that God says, tell the children of Israel, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Is Moses not a good example of that? He who had full strength in to his last day, and God can strengthen his people too, even here and now. Will you join me in prayer? Father in heaven, I thank you so much that we can wait on the Lord, on you, and we can find good courage knowing you will strengthen our heart. I pray that you would encourage your people to pray on, to keep their eyes upon you, to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, knowing you will strengthen them. Thank you that as our days, so shall our strength be, and that our weakness just makes room for the mighty God for you to work in us and through us. Thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We Would you empower and strengthen your people to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as they know that their labors are not in vain in the Lord. And we thank you for strength for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.